It's Thursday, March 17th.
Damn.
And you're tuned in to the TNW Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. It is a beautiful day today.
It's really nice out.
I couldn't believe it. It's like 15 degrees over the average.
Yeah.
Right now. It's like 20 here. I don't know what that is in America.
Thanks, climate change.
Yeah. Probably. Obviously. I don't know. Maybe that's like a 75 in F height.
I could Google it.
I mean, you could, but who cares? I don't want to.
True. You're almost there.
Yeah.
It's 68.
Whatever. Who cares?
Also, Fahrenheit's stupid. You guys should switch.
I do not want to acknowledge the F.
Yeah, actually, so. Yeah, we don't say the F word here on this podcast.
That's right? Illegal, man. Get our eyes burned out here.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's been really nice. Summer, I mean, spring is just around the corner, literally after this weekend.
I think so.
It is a bunch of rain. Spring. Then. Yeah, you're right. A bunch of rain, which is a bummer, but I guess that's better than having to deal with snow on a daily basis. Okay. So I can't complain. Yeah. What's new, Anthony?
Man.
Oh, man, really?
Man.
This shit again? Is this how we're starting the show?
Man, I just got to say.
Yeah?
Things are all right. All right, okay.
Oh, okay.
They're fine.
Okay.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like I can feel like the next chapter of my life starting, and I'm excited.
Is there news you would like to share?
No. Or... I'm still in the same spot I was before. Job hunting still sucks dick.
Okay, because I was like, is there something that I'm missing? Yeah, I just miss out?
Listen, if you're a recruiter, you're a piece of shit.
Oh.
Like, you're the most judgmental person I know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I stepped into the world of professional resume editing.
Okay.
And
how's that been? You're loving it?
I do not have the same sense of style, I guess.
No.
As the corporate world.
No.
Because I paid this guy and I got my resume back. I was like, man, this looks like shit. I just wasted a bunch of money. And then I like showed it around to some people. They're like some more corporate oriented people.
Yeah.
And they're like, this looks really nice. This is really, I'm like, damn. Damn. Yeah.
I don't think I was talking about it on the podcast, but last week I was telling you about how like I have a new member on my team who like her most attractive quality for hiring was she's great at making decks look pretty.
Like, oh yeah. And I was like, that's so sad. Because it was like, she liked doing that, right?
Like she loves doing it. And like to her credit, she went through all my stuff and she's like, Vince, do you have anything you want to touch up? I'm like, yeah, here's my Google Drive. Yeah. Can you just go through it?
Just take
and,
the
like,
folder. Make me some templates.
Just tell me when you're done and then like, and whatever.
Full access.
Yeah. And then she's like, done. And like a week later and I'm like, damn it, it looks good.
See, but in my situation, like I probably, it would have been like, I would have made a bunch of decks.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, these are nice. And then she would have been like, no. And then she would have gave me something back that other corporate people think look cool. But I'm like, this looks like shit.
Oh. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I see your point. I mean, same resolution, but I think, yeah.
Yeah, same resolution. But I think like my outlook on it is much different than, I guess, what people were looking for.
Yeah, absolutely.
That minimalist aesthetic is not the way to go, apparently.
I don't know. It depends what you're looking for.
It depends. But yeah, it's been going, you know? There's some cool news going around. I'm playing fun games. I'm doing stuff with my week.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. Cycling weather's just around the corner. Maybe I'll get back into some cycling.
We should. I have to get back into that. I was debating about doing it today, but I was limited on time because I decided to wash my car.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
And I was like, I'm out of time to go biking, so I'll go running.
Dude, that's why you use a car wash.
No.
Yeah.
It's too expensive.
Dude, that's the most efficient way to wash your car.
Nah, it's too expensive.
Throw money at the
brush. Because like after winter especially, you have to like, not scrub, but you got to definitely get in there to get some of the grime out. And power washing can only do so much.
Fair.
Unless you want to strip the paint.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, well, that's another issue.
That's what I'm looking for.
Like I'm not looking to repaint my car.
What about those we have a couple in the city.
What?
That are like the hand wash. Like you go, you pay a dude and they like get people to wash your car.
Suds? I've done it.
Not Suds is so overpriced. There's some like independent ones.
Yeah, but they're all around the same.
You get, like, the hot wax.
Have you been to Suds?
I've been there with a gift card, and it was so expensive that my gift card didn't even cover the whole thing.
Yeah, I think when I went for the basic,
yeah.
And I think it was like $22.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's a little pricey.
But it was cool watching them do it.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, okay, get out of your car, and then you watch them roll it down the line, and then they each do it.
So mine was... It was supposed to cover the deluxe wash. And then by the time I had used it, they're like, oh, sorry, we raised our prices since this was bought. So I had to pay on top of the gift card.
That's shitty, but like, I hate that. But at the same time, that's why gift cards are created, right?
True.
Like, just to give you enough to be like, to do it. But then obviously you always want the next step.
That's happened to me twice.
I feel like that happens every time I get a gift card.
Yeah.
Like, I never, because you never want to spend less than a gift card because you want to get maximum value.
Yeah.
Or like, and I don't know about you, but I hate it when I have a bunch of gift cards and it's like, yeah, you got like $3.58.
Dude, I left one, like on my GameStop gift card.
Yeah.
I had 81 cents left on it for like a year.
81?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. Maybe I got some games on like discount or the, because I also like, at that time, I had bought enough from the store to get like to get the premium membership for free.
Yeah.
I got discounts on shit. But yeah, like I had left like 81 cents, and then one day I was just like, I'm gonna buy this $20 game. Do you have a gift card? Oh yeah, I think I got like 80 cents on this thing.
Wow. Yeah.
So they had to do the thing where they like take a penny
from
the gift card and to figure out how much it was. And
Yeah, I do. Yeah, like I'm awful. Because I just go with the opposite. Like, well, I'll always just buy something more expensive than the gift card, which just makes you spend money. And that's probably not good for me, but that's basically how the gift card market works, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, cool. Yeah. You know, there's some other cool things this week. But let's start with the questions you want.
Oh. Well, listen, Paul's questions are always cool.
Yes, they are. Except when they're
not. Why was there such a delay there?
Except when they're not Paul.
Okay.
Except when they're not.
Are they not Paul?
No, Paul writes in.
Okay.
What are your hipster, I knew about that stuff before it all got mainstream things?
Oh, baby.
This can extend to all things food, hobby, movie, TV show, actor, clothing, etc. I knew about Bape for a long time, baby.
Really?
Yeah, the camouflage with the monkey. Ape. Yeah, the bathing ape.
All right. Did you get in on the ground floor?
I did, but not for the reasons you think I would have gotten.
Resell it.
No. First of all, it wasn't even clothing.
Okay.
I got a Bape transformer.
Wait, Bape had transformer crossover?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was like, why did I buy this? So I sold it.
Ooh, you could have been rolling the money if you waited, bud. Hot damn. Hot damn.
This was over a decade ago.
Dude,
this is a long time ago.
This is why you never sell anything.
Well, shut up.
All right?
Shut up.
You hold on to it until it's worth something.
I don't know. I think, like, with video games, there's a lot I could probably bring up.
I knew Souls games before they were cool.
I mean, so did I, but I never thought they were cool.
They are cool.
I was just like, these are hard.
Yeah, they're hard and they're cool. Souls game, Demon's Soul. Everybody should be saying that it's as hard as Demon's Souls, not Dark Souls.
Yeah, I hear you, but I think because Demon's Souls was PlayStation exclusive, no one cared.
True, that generation it was a Xbox dominated.
It
feel,
was, yeah, that was sure. That was like in the infancy of the PS3, and everyone was like, "Who cares? Let's get a 360."
That's why it's cool, dude. Full light world, I can get the full light event. I can get certain items.
I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, but the world.
World alignments.
Yeah.
Yeah. This shit was awesome.
And I forgot how in those games, when you died, you lost your life bar.
If you died once, you lost half your life bar.
Yeah.
And then even if you regained your souls, you didn't get it back.
Yeah.
Like you had to restore like your ghost form or your human form.
I forgot just how hard that game is.
Brutal.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that.
There's an NPC in that game that can kill other NPCs permanently.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you had a stash? Pfft, not anymore. Get fuck, loser.
I hate to say this, but I was not in on the ground floor with Firefly.
Okay.
Like, I didn't watch it as it came out.
You are one of the biggest evangelists of that thing.
Yeah. But I still think I got in before it blew up into something.
Okay.
But I won't count that.
All right.
Do you want to say... So, at what point did Persona become mainstream? Was it 5 or was it 4?
I would say
five, right?
Five. Four is like, I know that got a lot of play because the Giant Bomb guys basically.
Oh, yeah, they just run.
They invented Let's Plays with that game.
Yeah.
And then that put it in the mainstream, and then five came out and everyone latched onto it.
Yeah.
And everyone knows three's the coolest.
Yeah.
It's the best overall.
Yeah.
Best music, best story.
Yeah.
I knew JoJo before it was cool.
Wasn't JoJo always cool?
Not in North America.
Okay.
Right? I read up to part 7 when before the first anime came out.
Yeah.
And then when I was at Mohawk in college like 10 years ago,
yeah.
I was like, hey guys, check out this sick show. It's called JoJo. And everyone's like, that's stupid. It's like vampires and shit. And now it's like the biggest anime franchises, period.
Is the first one vampires?
First one is like Fist of the North Star with vampires.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big muscly dudes punching dudes with the sunlight.
Yeah. I guess I really only know 3 and up.
Yeah, that's all. That's Stans.
Yeah.
That's when it became a fashion show.
Mm. Okay. Well, if you're American, I was into Formula One before it was cool.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Before Drive to Survive convinced you all racing cars in a circle was cool.
NASCAR.
No.
NASCAR. Yeah, racing in a circle. Hell yeah.
In a circle with corners.
Oh, okay. All right.
I guess it's not a circle anymore. I don't know. I was into anime before it was cool.
I was into video games before they were cool.
Video games were always cool.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
Dude.
They were always
cool. My high school life begs to differ, bud.
My high school life agrees with me. Video games are always cool. If you played video games, you were cream of the crop.
Yeah, but my anecdotal experience holds more weight than your anecdotal experience.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, because I'm older than you. So clearly I have.
Yeah, but I'm white.
Wow. So, he pulled out the card.
Yeah.
Pulled out the privilege card.
Exactly. I have more privilege and I still got shit on.
Right? Oh, wow. Wow. Can't believe you went there. Wow.
It's all among friends. It's fine.
I was into that sushi.
Sushi? I was also into sushi before it was cool.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's hard to really quantify what is considered cool or like. If I really was in before,
I think, like,
it was cool.
Yeah, I think like usually I consider quote unquote cool when it reaches like a mainstream popularity where I get this like gut incel feeling of just like these people are ruining the thing I love. And then when that happens.
Isn't that just everything you love?
No, sometimes, like, listen, JoJo fans, they've kept it 100. They kept it cool, all right? I like the new memes. It's pretty sick. They haven't, like, ruined JoJo for me.
Are you sure?
At least I haven't. I haven't been exposed to anything. I'm sure there's some dumb shit out there. Right? Okay. But then, you know, when you get, like, a bunch of, like, high school teenagers being like, oh, my God, Fortino's has the best sushi. I'm like, oh, my God, die. The fuck?
What? Who says that?
Dude, I have some relatives. All right. That's some very pale relatives.
Oh, Anthony. Anthony.
All right.
What the
they're
hell?
They're a little bit younger than me, and they're like, oh, man.
Fortino's has
grocery store sushi out of control.
Dude, what? That's not a take I was expecting to hear in my lifetime.
Dude, neither. I was shocked. I was appalled. I was like this close from being like, stop appropriating my culture, but it's not my culture. Like, jeez, I almost played that card.
That's a wild take.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
No, okay. That part of my family's nuts.
That reminds me of a kind of a wilder or off-branded take that I saw earlier today on Twitter from my friend Mark. And it was, so we all know the Transformers movies are bad, right? But the take was how the Transformers movies destroyed Michael Bay's career.
Okay.
And I'm like, that is not the angle I was expecting out of that.
Huh.
Right? Because, like, for as bad as the Transformers movies are, I don't think anybody goes, Michael Bay's awful.
Yeah, I think I think that is, like, Fast and the Furious, where everyone watches these movies now because they're shit.
Yeah.
But they're, like, this really mind-numbing, popcorn-munching, I want to see the things go boom type of movie.
Oh, yeah, I want to see go boom boom.
Yeah, exactly. That's just terrible. Don't.
What?
No.
What? What's wrong? Oh.
Stinky.
Bam, bam. Oh, Flintstones.
I knew the Flintstones before they were cool.
Shut up.
I was born in the 1940s.
Yeah. Grew up with the Jetsons.
Yeah. Dude, I honestly did. I like my cartoon stuff before like Pokemon came out and shit. It was like Tom and Jerry, the Looney Tunes, the Flintstones and the Jetsons. Those were my four favorite cartoons. Mm. It was like I was a 1950s baby.
Yeah. Hmm.
Roadrunner's sick, dude.
Do you have anything that's on the opposite side?
Like where I was late to the party?
Like, not that, but I mean, it used to be a mainstream thing and now it's not. And you're considered weird for still continuing doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about
it. A lot of it is like fashion trends.
Oh, where are you? In 2001?
I'm wearing red flannel right now. I'm in 1990, all right? Okay. I'm in the grunge movement.
Hold on.
And I have a middle part currently.
Yeah, but that is the current fashion
trend.
Is
it? All right.
Like, okay. 90s is the current trend. And, like, we're slowly coming back to 2000s. Like, I've seen girls wearing flare jeans, and I'm like, oh, dude, we're coming
when
back.
When we get in the belly tops or whatever, those tops that always showed off everyone's stomachs in the 2000s.
Oh, those still exist, but I think you're confusing them with the pants, because every girl wears high-rise now.
Oh, they all wear low-rise pants.
Yes. All right. Yes.
But here's the thing, Vince. You got to keep this in mind.
Ah.
This has been my style since the 90s.
Well, then, I guess.
So it's like it's looped around.
Yeah.
I've been wearing it so long that it's looped.
Okay.
Like, I think I've had this shirt for like at least 12 years.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you've noticed everyone's cool sneakers. They're all like from the 90s.
I don't look at people's shoes.
No. But I mean, like, the style. Like, they're all dad shoes. Like, 90s era dad shoes.
I haven't gone outside in like 2 years, dude. I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right.
I was chilling with the hip kids when I was back in school. And then the pandemic happened.
Yeah. At least have you seen colors? Because like all the color palettes are
a lot of the neon stuff is back.
100% yeah, back.
That's like, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I noticed that. Yeah.
Right? So.
And that's sick. Hell.
It is sick. It's fun to see people wear that stuff.
Wear not black.
Yeah. Oh man. Everyone's wearing like black or gray.
When are goth kids coming back?
That's they were never in.
Damn.
They were never in. They were never in. Damn. They were never in. Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, it's tough to say. Like, I think the only, like, I don't know if I have anything like that anymore.
Yeah, there's like a lot of, like.
I mean, like, I wear a watch.
Yeah, fucking Daddy Warbucks over here. Oh, the wow. Monopoly man wow. with your watch.
Oh, wow.
Who wears a watch anymore?
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's not even okay. Digital.
Actually, some of my coworkers were like, they thought it was weird that. Well, a lot of them, because they live in the downtown metropolis, they don't have a car.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, you have a car. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, you like to kill the environment? Good for you.
I was like, yeah, that's whatever. People have cars. I'm like, yeah. And then they saw it and they're like, you drive manual? What? I'm like, what is this?
You should get like a horse-drawn carriage. And
like, is this from the 80s? But your car looks so new. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
I guess
God.
I guess it really has gotten to that point where it's like, yeah, it has been phased out.
If you drive a manual, you're kind of weird.
You
went out of your
yeah,
way to get it.
I guess
it.
That's true. And I'm like,
it's not like you had that knowledge beforehand anymore.
Yeah, like, because like, I always grew up thinking driving a manual is cool, but like, I guess now it's not. Or like, it's not that it isn't cool, but it's just.
I don't even know if it's cool. It's just.
No one
like,
thinks about
it. It's obsolete.
It. Yeah.
It's like when I tell people, like, sometimes I listen to whole records on vinyl.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you don't just put it on shuffle.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. Yeah. In order. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And then you look like the pretentious kid when you're like, but like when people make an album, they have like an idea in mind for the concept of the songs, bro.
Singles only, baby.
Yeah. 2 minutes or less to get that Spotify hit rate up, dude. Most plays.
Exactly. You know more royalties you'll get for most
exactly.
plays?
Exactly. Jeez. They can listen to a 2 minute song twice as long as, or 4 minute song, but it plays twice. I make twice as much money, dude.
Yes. Thank you for the basic math lesson.
Hell yeah.
All right. Cool. Anyway,
that's actually a problem. People should stop making music towards the Spotify streaming algorithm.
Or not. I don't know.
Business has infiltrated my artistic sphere.
When has it happened?
When has it happened?
What is going on
what
there?
The fuck?
Who am I?
Dude.
I am. No, who are you? I am.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? I am. Dude, you're on the cutting edge of grammar right now.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. Whew. You can tell that this is my first language.
Is it?
You'll never know.
Hit me with Tagalog.
No, thanks. I'm out of here. Anyways.
The tag-a-log.
Let's move on to games. Because there were two... There was a couple big game announcements. Not necessarily announcements, but reveals, we'll say.
Okay, all right.
Big reveals. Let's start with the one that we play as a collective group here. That's Hunting the Monsters.
Okay.
Monster to Rise, Sunbreak.
Dauntless 2.
What?
Dauntless 2.
No. Sunbreak had its digital event, and here we got to see more of the expansion to Rise. And like the first trailers had hinted at, they've gone completely Western with its aesthetic.
Yeah, very knights focus.
Yeah, castles. Goodbye Kyoto.
Yeah.
Hello, London.
When we say Western, do you think that still counts for knights and shit?
Yeah, for sure.
Because, or is that European? Because all the knights and castles and shit was Europe. And then Western is like North America. We're like, hey, Native Americans, get the fuck out of here, dog.
I think anything to the west of Japan is Western.
That's a lot of space, dude.
Anything to the west of Asia is it.
What about West Asia?
West Asia?
Yeah, like the UAE.
Like India?
Yeah, like India.
Is not
is that West. Western?
No.
Is
that that's Asia? That's still considered Eastern culture.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah. Knights and shit. Which I love. I think it looks great.
I wanted more weeb shit.
I'm glad we're out of Kimura.
Dude, Kimura's sick. They got like cherry blossoms. They got the Dango stuff. They got the twins.
Nah.
Twins though.
Nah. I'm good. I'm glad we've moved to the castles. And the blacksmiths and the royal knight Fiore.
All right, okay.
Looks sick.
All right. You know what? Fiore is pretty cool, not gonna lie.
She's badass.
The ginger blacksmith, also pretty sick, not gonna lie.
Yes, yes.
Everyone else, kind of trash.
You don't like the quirky scientist?
Nah, he's kind of lame.
What are you talking about? He's brown and he's got elf ears?
Eh.
He's a dark skinned elf.
Is that? Yeah, but that's not, it's not the right gender, dude. If he was a female dark skinned elf. Now we're talking, buddy.
Wow, we just had to slap there.
Dude, huh? What? Wow. I'm saying, we're talking.
Okay, so, yeah, they showed off a couple new monsters. I think the Three Lords, Luna, Garon.
And the Elder Dragon.
No, the other one is Gorilla Golem.
Garogolem.
And...
Monkey, Wolf, and Dragon.
That's the one. Class. Well, actually, the giant gorilla golem, I don't know what the inspiration for that was. Like, the wolf is clearly werewolf.
Yeah.
The dragon is obviously dragon. Where the hell does the golem gorilla come
from? Well, the gorilla, like, so here's the thing I want to know. He's, like, decked out in almost, like, armor.
Stone?
Right, stone. Is that a naturally occurring substance on his body? Or... is this supposed to be like a hint at like monster evolution where this monster is using tools to his advantage? Like he saw the hunters of the West and was like, I could do that. And then he just punched a mountain until he made a helmet.
I don't know. Because his special power is Molten Fist and Water Fist.
True.
So I have no idea if the rock is going for him.
So, dude, you need to forge stuff in the fire and then quench it. So maybe he's like a blacksmith monkey.
Maybe. He's the least interesting of the three.
Yeah, he's monkey.
Yeah, he's kind of whatever. But they showed off that different weapon abilities. Nothing in specifics, but clearly as an expansion, they're going to add new things you can do, especially wire bug techniques. And I'm sure there's going to be balance changes to how the core weapon sets work.
Mm-hmm.
No new armor that we've seen so far. And besides that, a favorite from Generations Ultimate is coming back. Astalos is coming.
Hell yeah.
Astalos is
so sick.
Very cool. Only second coolest to Glavinus, but...
Hmm. So who were the... It was the Elephant, Mizutsune...
Glavinus,
and Astalos. I would say Glavinus is more useful than Astalos.
What is that supposed to mean?
Like, his gear is strictly better.
Who cares?
Than Astalos'
I mean,
gear.
Like, in a
but
design.
In a design sense, I think Astalos is cooler than Glavinus.
I don't know.
It's pretty sick. I think we can all agree the elephant is F tier.
The weakest. Yeah. And I don't know why. Mizutsune has been in every game.
Because he's the Nihonjin monster, dude. What are you talking about? The elegance of the East. embodied in soap.
I know. What?
Actually, if you look into the culture, it's actually a reference to Japanese bathhouses. And
oh, I thought it was for Chinese dragon culture.
Dude, that's no Pokemon. It's a Chinese myth dragon.
Oh, wow.
Remember that video?
Yeah.
That video is great.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that's the Monster Hunter update. Nothing else to go on other than the fact that it's coming out June 30th.
Yeah, new skills, rebalances.
Yeah.
You can get an amiibo.
Which has the coolest
layered armor. The layered armor. Oh my god, that shit looks cool.
Might have to just buy that toy.
I gotta sell all my amiibos. You wanna buy all my amiibos?
Nope.
All right.
Actually, wait, I'm getting on Steam. How would I... There's gotta be another way.
There's just gotta be another way.
Yeah, there's gotta.
Oh, that's true. How would I get... Nintendo exclusive.
No.
We're going back to the Switch, baby.
On Steam, I know you could buy those ones.
We're going back to the Switch, baby.
No. I don't want to.
All right.
I don't want to do that. Yeah, so that's that.
But
that's pretty cool.
That's good.
The good. Other thing happened was Sony had a state of play specifically around Hogwarts Legacy.
Dude, so when I heard about this, I was like, they're dedicating a whole state of play to Harry Potter,
and I was like, hell yeah, baby.
Bro, so lame.
Hell yeah. And now what do you think?
I'm like, damn, that game looks sick, dude. Dude, Harry Potter got hands. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
So yeah, this I couldn't believe it when I was like, this state of play is 14 minutes and it's just on Harry Potter. And so we watched it, and the content in this game, like, it just didn't stop.
How much do you like Harry Potter?
I love Harry Potter.
Yeah. I feel like I dropped off. Like, I watched the books. I read a bunch of the books, and it never, like, latched on to me the way that it has other people. Like, I forget a majority of what happens in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself, like, a super fan, but do I like Harry Potter? 100? I love it.
Yeah. But when I saw this shit, I was like, all right, Harry Potter world's pretty cool. All right, you got it. There's, like, potions and shit.
Yeah.
And all right, got cauldrons, magic.
Yeah, when I saw this, I was like... Oh, so this is like an open world game, but it's got the structure of like a Persona. So you have to go to school.
Yeah.
You go to classes. In between those events, you have like your social link stuff.
Yep.
And then there's a background story and then just exploratory stuff.
And then you can get your own fucking Dark Cloud village.
Yeah, like they just didn't stop with the amount of options you could do.
Yeah. What do you want to put in this game? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. they're like, if we don't do this, the Harry Potter community is going to complain that we missed this small thing.
And also, if there's a franchise in which they would be confident in putting their, like, WB would be confident in putting their money behind, it's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, this game looks absolutely bonkers.
Absolutely, yeah, it does. It's something.
Looks cool.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to specialize in? You can be a potion man? Be a magic man?
Because they showed that you could just... I like the pet one where you just...
Hell yeah. Plants and animals. Magic animals.
That was cool, but... I don't know. I think I'm going to go to the dark arts.
Ooh, going to be a Slytherin.
Absolutely.
Wait, I forget. Did you get to pick your house?
I don't think so. I think you are Gryffindor.
Okay.
Because the one character who's going to be your friend is...
Is Slytherin.
Slytherin.
He's a little sneaky snake.
Yeah, and your introduction to him is, I'm going to kick his ass.
Hell yeah.
Which is...
Wow. I love that's very anime. Yeah. We're enemies. You kick the shit out of them. Damn cool. Damn, bro. We friends.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Yeah, you're pretty good. You're right. Okay,
you're bad. You
proved yourself.
Yeah, I also didn't realize that this game takes place in the 1800s, so definitely not, or at least 100 years prior to the events of the book, or 200 years. Depends on when in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the game looks amazing. And it looks super impressive, like, visually. Like, I couldn't believe how nice that stuff looked. Absolutely is a PS5 game. Like, it is... I don't think this is going to be...
Yeah, there's no last-gen version of this game. Yeah, or if it does, it probably looks like garbage.
Yeah.
In comparison.
But there's just so much going on here that I'm so excited. Holiday 2022, I believe. No hard release date.
Mm-hmm.
This game has been delayed multiple times.
I'm sure it'll be delayed again.
Probably. But at least now we have a clear idea of what this game is, and it looks pretty cool.
It looks crazy.
Like, all the systems they put in.
Isn't MMO? You said it. I think you said it the best during the... Yeah. When we were watching it. It's an MMO. It's a single-player MMO.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't mention anything about multiplayer.
But...
And I don't know if they this is the type of game that would need it.
Mods, though.
But you have to wonder, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they put this much stuff in, how could there not be a multiplayer?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
even if it's just like a Dark Souls style, like it's a passive asynchronous thing.
Yeah, yeah. Even just to help with like a boss runs or whatever. Yeah.
Or see another guy flying around on his broom.
Yeah, speaking of which, the broom is just go where you want.
Yeah, dude, you can get a griffin. You get mounts.
Yeah, jeez. Wow.
This game looks awesome. If you haven't watched it, even if you're like not a Harry Potter fan, just check out the state of play. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. It comes from a team that really has no
business.
Like, yeah, no business having a game this cool. And also, yeah, no pedigree to follow, because they generally do movie license games. Like, yep. Those shitty...
Yeah.
Like, I think Bolt, the dog game on, like...
They make a Bolt game?
Yeah, they made that, right?
Oh, my God. Okay.
The Disney... Whatever Disney movie had an accompanying game, they probably
Cars
made it.
Cars 3.
Yeah, and it was, like, really awful. That's the team who's making this.
All right.
So...
Okay.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. Easily now, probably the game I'm looking forward to most for the rest of the year.
Looks pretty good.
It looks wild. I just hope people could buy PS5s by then.
No.
Okay.
They won't be able to.
Then no one's buying. No one's playing this game. Like, that's
there's a lot of PS3s out there.
PS3s?
Oh, sorry, PS5s out there. It's just
there's a lot of PS5s, but I mean, I can't imagine all of them will be playing this game.
All of them.
No. No, it's not like this is Mario. Where,
that
like,
was the long con. Is. They only sold PS5s to people who are fans of Harry Potter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that how I got mine?
They used their deep data. They stole all your data from Facebook.
I guess that makes sense. I don't think I know a PS5 owner who doesn't like Harry Potter.
There you go. See?
Wow.
You ever see Batman and Bruce Wayne in the same room?
Wow.
All right?
Yes, I do. All the time.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. That's Hogwarts Legacy. Some picks this week. Tiger and Bunny's back. After 10 years.
Damn.
They are back.
They've been promising a new season for a decade.
Well, I don't think they ever promised a sequel after the first one ended.
Didn't they? I swear the way people talked about it, it sounded like, it's in the works. It's coming. It's coming.
Because when it ended, I remember being like, oh, that's just their ending. Like, he's 1 minute Tiger.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, things don't wrap up conclusively, but...
Which is nice.
But I was like, okay, cool. And then I think in like 2019, they were like, Tiger Bunny 2.
Mm-hmm.
Come in 2022. And I'm like, this is a ways off. And here we are, and there it is. I'm a little sad to see that the sponsorships have changed, but I guess it's been 10 years, so...
No more Pepsi.
Yeah, and Tiger does not have SoftBank. He has Lawson. And there's just something about that I do not like.
Dude, SoftBank, yo, they're corrupt, dude. What are you talking about? They're hanging with Putin.
Yeah, but I like that logo better than Lawson.
Dude, Lawson is the number one Japanese convenience store.
Is it, right? Though?
It is, all right?
Is it, though?
It's better than Famimart, all right? It's better than 7-Eleven, all right? Out of the big three of combinis, Lawson's number one, dude.
I like the Family Mart, though.
Dude, Famimart, Famimart's a close second, right? Get some Fami Cheeky. Shit's pretty delicious, not gonna lie.
I like that one.
Damn. All right. We're sworn enemies now. When it comes to the Kombini Wars, we know whose side we are taking.
I'll see you on the battlefield.
I'm going to throw rice balls at you.
Kombini Wars? Oh, I'd love to be part of that. Imagine that. So you have to go to your favorite Kombini, and like, that's where you got to stock up.
Hell yeah.
You can only use what they have.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Japan has been divided into three sections.
That would be great. How come that movie doesn't exist? Oh, geez.
Dude, this Kamen Rider Build. What are you talking about?
They're not the Kombini Wars.
Just replace Skywall with fucking Kombinis. Same thing.
No, because then if it's the Kombini Wars, you know, like...
Or was the other one, the Rolling Girls, where they went off into different districts again?
Yeah,
that was cool.
That was cool. All right. Cool. Tiger and Bunny 2. Wicked. And then coming out... Oh, sorry. Tiger Bunny's coming out in April. April whatever. The next season of anime.
Yes.
And then on June 8th, we've got Miss Marvel coming to Disney+. They had a trailer. And this is not the show that I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I was like, where's Brie Larson at?
Okay, I didn't think that. All right. Yeah, I don't know who they. So a bunch of no names are in this.
Yep.
Which is fair enough. They actually cast a child, which is I like to see.
Yep.
She's brown. She even says it.
What? I don't see race. I didn't notice.
Oh, okay. Man of the world over here. All right. Got it. All right. Cool. Cool. And it looks like a fun superhero teen drama.
It does look like it does look fun.
Yeah. Like it doesn't look so serious. I mean, obviously she's got herself into some shit.
But... Yeah. And I'm sure it's going to be more of like a slice of life, me dealing with my really like my specific immigrant problems being a teen and also being brown.
Yeah.
Right. Cause they lay on that pretty thick in the trailer.
I do want to know if they will comment on her physical appearance,
her weight.
Yeah.
Little, you know,
cause I thought chunky. That was probably like the realest thing about this character. They just picked an average kid. Like they didn't go for,
I guess that's average in America. Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah, they didn't go for like, who's the hottest kid in high school.
Yeah.
That, right, or like, so
they went for quirky,
they went for like, yeah, super average,
yeah,
kind of. I don't know,
what do you think like the central casting keywords were?
Average, yeah. Brown girl.
5 out of 10 brown girl.
Oh my god. Like, no, I always do think about that kind of stuff though, because when you see like really fat characters in movies, yeah, it's like looking for obese female.
I'm pretty sure like central casting like does, yeah, that. Yeah,
probably. And then it's up to your agent to like give it to you straight.
Yeah,
I think you'd fit this role.
You're gonna be playing the guy in your scene. You're just eating Cheetos all day.
But yeah, no, I think it looks like a cool show. I will watch.
Yeah, did they change around her powers? Because I remember Miss Marvel in the comics at least being very like stretchy, like she was Mr. Fantastic basically.
Yeah.
I didn't really know about any cosmic shielding or whatever she says.
Yeah, I didn't really keep up with that stuff. Okay. I have no idea. I if anything, I know more of Squirrel Girl than I do Miss Marvel.
Man, Squirrel Girl fell off a fucking cliff. That started so strong.
Yeah.
Damn.
They
got a little too sos-just with their writing there.
Well, they had to,
I guess.
Got it.
Have you seen their... Man. All the... There's been like a... I get like recommendations on my YouTube sometimes, but like,
yeah,
comic nerds, and sometimes they'll like look at the sales numbers of like those comics that like kind of go off a cliff with the say the socially conscious writing, and like the, like as soon as it tips, like sales numbers just fucking plummet.
What can we say? The comic community is is a certain state of mind.
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's true.
What are you gonna do? Anyways, what else you got going on here?
Dude.
Yes.
If Trigger saved anime,
mm-hmm,
Adult Swim is destroying anime. All right? This is they are the main villain.
Are you talking
in
to me,
the anime
how
arc?
How can Adult Swim, whose parent company is also responsible for Toonami?
Dude,
Toonami birthed anime.
That was the Wild West days, all right? It was a drought. We could take whatever we could get.
Ah.
All right?
Ah.
And anything was a blessing at that point.
Yeah.
We were poor. But now in this culturally rich world of streaming, direct simul subs, all right, and all kinds of other stuff, it's not cutting it, all right? They Adult Swim a couple years ago, they bought the rights to Fooly Cooly.
Yeah.
And they came out with the, what was the other two?
Progressive
and
Alternative.
And those were okay.
Not well received.
They were, I don't know. They were fine.
I didn't watch them.
Yeah. I watched a couple episodes of each. I wouldn't say they were bad. I would just say they were okay.
Okay.
Right? It was very middling. But, woo! Adult Swim has announced last Thursday that they've ordered two new seasons of the Fooly Cooly anime.
Yeah.
Called Grunge and Shoegaze. Which are both music genres. As well as a new anime series. They also ordered a new anime series called Housing Complex C. Which is just totally separate.
Huh.
But they released a little 10-second teaser.
Yeah.
Of Fooly Cooly Grunge.
Yeah.
And I regret ever asking for more Fooly Cooly.
I think it looks fine.
This is a fucking Nicktoon show.
Actually, I think it looks all right. I think it looks cool. You're right. It does look Nicktoons.
I can't tell if you're being serious.
No, I think it looks fine. Like, does it look like anime? No.
No.
But this is also Adult Swim. Like, let's be real. Fooly Cooly's big sort of audience is American. And
yeah, dude, you gotta see American Twitter, dude. They're blasting this show. Oh my god. The comments on the Twitter feed are out of control.
But American Industries don't make 2D cartoons anymore.
I think that the Japanese, the government, should place economic sanctions
on
Adult Swim, all right? Because they are holding this franchise hostage.
I think it looks fine.
All right?
I think it looks fine.
These people are terrorists.
I honestly think it looks fine. What's questionable is if it'll be worth watching. Because with their previous two...
It's not.
Yeah. Because, like, if... I think that if their previous two shows were awesome and you just saw this, you'd give it a chance.
The thing is, it's like we do. We don't live in that world, all right? And also, the more and more I see of this show, the more and more I realize, like...
You love it.
I don't think that Fooly Cooly, like, their characters were meant to be, like... How do I put it? Like, evergreen.
Okay.
Right? They weren't made with having longevity in mind. Everything was... When they made it, probably was supposed to be self-contained to those six episodes.
Yeah.
And now that they're being extended and overused, it's like, all right, these characters don't really have the attitude, I guess, that you would want to see long term.
Okay.
They're very hyperactive.
Okay.
It's like short burst type of thing. I don't know. I'm being a hater, all right? And I'm proud of it.
Oh, well.
All right. Everyone should be a hater sometimes.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It was like in that one Dunkey video when he was talking about YouTube comments, and he's like, Dunkey, why do you play games that you don't like? All right, just don't play them. And he's like, you have to have something to compare it to. Sometimes you got to be a hater to get a nice full view of the world.
Yeah,
you know.
But he plays the game. He hates after he's able to judge it.
Listen, I'm basing it off of the previous two seasons and the downward trajectory of said show, of said franchise. All right.
Well,
I'll eat a hat if it comes out and it's good. All right, I'll eat a hat.
No worries. But I mean, like, at the end of the day, Fooly Cooly has always just been a okay show anyway.
Oh my god, how dare he? One of the kings of anime, dude.
I am the anime expert, and I say FLCL's kind of mid.
Dude, how dare you? Holy shit, can't believe it. This the blasphemy coming out. I gotta win that award next year. I gotta
Ooh,
do it.
Feels good.
I gotta do it for the people.
Feels good.
So they know.
Feels good.
Oh, the corrupt royalty that has taken over.
I love it.
And then the other one was actually like breaking news. I sat down and saw this on Twitter.
Yeah.
Street Fighter V is releasing a definitive update.
It sure is.
It's got a new ranking system. It's got new balance. It's got new filter settings coming out March 29th, next week, I think. Is that next week or the week after?
Dude. 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, according to some video game street fighting experts, it seems like they've changed the game. Everyone keeps comparing it to the Dragon Ball FighterZ update, where it completely changed what that game is.
Yeah, I heard that update like revitalized that game.
Yeah, and it made it crazy. So that's what people are looking at these updates and being like, oh, they're doing that. Because certain characters have new moves. We saw Guile combo a flash kick into a flash kick. Minot had a bunch of like AoE juggles and shit. They gave what's his name? Evil or Ryu a regular fireball, which is bonkers. They just changed the game. Like every character seems to have some kind of crazy update, and it just made it fresh and new. Hopefully this is like just the way to send it out, because they already announced Street Fighter VI and everything. And I think the main thing I would hope for is what they did with Street Fighter 4 Ultimate or Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Ultra Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
Yeah, maybe. Where they had the ability to pick any iteration of any character. So if you wanted to, you could play as a vanilla Street Fighter 4 Sagat versus Ultra Street Fighter 4 Ryu and stuff like that. Those features were really fun to go back to. And like,
that was not a competitive mode, though, right?
No, no. Yeah. If you played in tournaments, you played everyone in their ultra mode.
Okay.
But when you're playing with friends and you're like, check how broken Sagat was in Vanilla 4. And you're like, holy shit. Right? And
no, I mean, that could be fun.
Yeah. Those are like really fun, like at home stuff. But this whole new balance system seems nutty.
How long has 5 been out for? Because I feel like...
It's been like a decade.
Has it really? Because in my mind, I don't know why, I still think 5 is relatively recent, and to see it end is kind of...
All right, I'm overstating it a little bit. It originally came out 2016.
Okay, but it's pretty old.
Yeah, it's still pretty old.
Yeah, it's like 6 years. Okay, all right, fair enough. End of life, here we go.
And it's a shame it only got good last patch.
Yeah, at the end, right?
At the end.
Because I remember people just shit on that game for a long time.
Yeah, that game used to be bad. And tournament scene was crazy boring because the game was so offensive that there was no, like literally no defensive play in the tournament scene. So everyone just picked Balrog or just picked the highest damage characters, and you saw the same matchups over and over. So even from a viewer's perspective, it was boring.
Yeah.
But then they switched it up. They had some more stuff. So hopefully they learn their lessons from that. And they make 6 good from the jump. But they won't. No. I'm sure they will. Right. And those are my picks. It was a kind of a slow week this week.
Yeah, I would agree.
Was it the Jujutsu Kaisen?
Zero?
Zero comes out tomorrow in North America as of this recording.
I think so. Yeah, we are in the second core of anime where it's starting. So.
And it's like one of the top grossing animes of all time. Like it beat The Wind Rises from Miyazaki and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It beat Evangelion for profit recently. Yeah,
I mean, just goes to show the power of shonen, right?
Dude, power of shonen is strong.
It is.
Power of friendship.
It's never been stronger, one might say.
I can't believe like how popular that shit is, just even in Japan now. Because there was like a lull, I guess, like when you look at their home country.
For Jujutsu Kaisen?
For just like anime shit in general. Like it came out, but it was still like relatively niche in Japan.
Yeah.
Right? They weren't like making blockbuster level profits and shit. And now, like, maybe starting with, I guess in most recent memory, it's Demon Slayer. Just absolutely skyrocket. Like, everyone loves anime now.
Yeah, it definitely has, what do you call it? Well, I'm assuming people who watch Demon Slayer, like, a lot of them actually didn't watch anime.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
To make those profits, it has to be,
yeah. And then when they're like, oh, you know what? I kind of like this. What else we got?
Yeah.
And Jujutsu Kaisen just happened to be there.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah.
There's also, I was listening to one of the Trash Taste podcasts, and Joey was talking about how his Japanese side of the family, he has like uncles and shit who are like, oh, my favorite character is this. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, you're a salary man. You don't watch anime. What the hell? Like, it's just penetrated the normie culture, basically.
Yeah, like, I understand that side, but at the same time, it's like, is it really that surprising to hear? Because like, we've always heard, ever since I was a kid, I was always heard like salarymen don't have houses or like huge things.
Yeah,
they just spend all their salary on like this one hobby that they really like.
Soap land.
no, but like, so like, hearing that kind of stuff doesn't surprise me, because at the same time, like, in the equivalency, like, I'm technically a salaryman.
Oh no.
And like, we all know my interests, like,
true,
are pretty much there, right?
If you had a small apartment, you would be that man.
Absolutely. Like, if I had very young cousins who were like just getting into anime and they would talk to me about it, they'd probably like be like, why? You're so old.
Yeah. Right? You're a boomer.
So yeah, I don't know if that take is really too uncommon.
All right. Well, yeah, those are my picks.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell you about patches.
Oh no, no. All right.
Talk about video game patches.
Okay.
So here's the Elden Ring update.
The update on the update?
Uh-huh. Okay. And then my update on my progress.
All right.
Elden Ring continues to be very fun. Hard, but fun.
Is it that hard?
So here's the thing about the difficulty, okay? Elden Ring, if you run in head first and you're trying to just beat things, mm-hmm. it is very hard.
Yes.
But that game is designed so that you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you spend walking around and exploring, the easier that game gets.
That's usually how those games work.
Yeah. Like, the first boss that everyone has trouble with, I didn't know this, but if you explore long enough, you will find something that basically cripples the boss.
Nice.
And I mean, he's literally crippled and chained to the ground.
Nice.
And then you can just beat him.
Cool.
So, like, it definitely rewards you for exploring mm-hmm. and trying to do everything in the game and trying to utilize all the systems. And so I've been taking that approach, and that's why, like, I'm 31 hours in. I've only beat the first of 8 main bosses.
Oh,
or first
crazy.
Of 7. Okay. I don't know. So I think progress I'll pick up now, though, because I'm still trying to unlock the map and stuff. A lot of cool stuff has happened. My only thing is all the side quests for the NPCs are so hard to do because...
Mm-hmm. Because they're optional.
They're optional, but you don't know where they are.
Gotta read it.
No. I mean, like, you don't know where the NPCs are.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. And sometimes, and there's so much happening in that game that it's so easy to forget. If you put the game down for, like, a session or two, mm-hmm. like a day or two, you come back.
You're like, where was this?
Yeah, where was this guy again? And you'll hear things. You'll be like, oh, shoot. And it made me wish that the game had some sort of quest tracker.
Okay.
Just, like, I don't know if that goes against the, like, spirit of these kind of games.
Yeah.
But I feel like just having... something.
I saw a really interesting video about the difficulty in video games the other mm-hmm. day that, like, actively fought against putting, like, quest trackers and yeah. stuff into Elden Ring. They made a pretty good argument.
But... like, I understand, like, that's kind of the thing you're going for. I don't know if they're trying to emulate realism, but, like, if that's the case, I would fucking write this shit down.
Give me a journal.
Like, come on. Like, you get all these, like, notes and books and stuff and it's like you're telling me like the character can't just write something.
You know, if you start, know what they should do? If you start as like the deprived or whatever, like the lowest level class, you should not be able to read.
Like I feel like if there should be a mode that really limits you from everything,
but you're just illiterate.
However, I think for the general populace, I think it'd be nice to have these things.
Fuck the general pop.
That's why in this latest update,
They
added, they didn't add quest mark, like a quest thing, but they did add markers for NPCs.
Ooh.
So you could just look up your map and be like, oh, he's there. I can go there.
Okay.
And then it's far easier now for me to just go back and talk with all of them again to see if there's something updated.
Oh, so you're playing on the patch mode. You're playing on baby mode is what you're telling me.
I'm playing on balanced mode.
I'm playing on reasonable mode.
The game has an always online connection, so you have to play on the mode that they've set out.
All right, okay.
The patch also nerfed a couple of OP builds and weapons.
All right.
So it's nothing too surprising. It makes PvP easier, but it also kind of just makes some of the weapons that I poured all my stuff into.
Because they were cool and good.
And now it's just like, and I didn't know they were OP.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought they were cool.
Yeah.
And now it's
you were like, there before they were cool.
Well, apparently.
There you go.
But now they're just like, why does it cost me so much more magic to use this? Why does it, like, it, and that kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how I feel about that. Because this is not really, like, a multiplayer-ass competitive game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Until.
I don't know why this game is being patched as if it were Street Fighter, right? Like, I just don't know why we have these kind of balances going on. Because it's a single-player game, and they put the shit in. But they have made things for magic people, or mages, at the lower level far more forgiving.
Okay.
Like, it's not so hard now to start out as a mage, so it's fun.
But they made, like, end-game magic a little bit nerfed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Same with a lot of the strength builds. Like, the end-game strength builds are not as OP as they used to be. That's good. I mean, Elden Ring continues to be awesome. I do have to be, like, I find I have to be in a mood to play it, though. Like, I can't just turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, this is my night of Elden Ring. So I'm playing, like, 1 or 2 days a week, just, like, but very long sessions.
Okay.
It's lots of fun. Still recommend. And then the other game I've been playing is Gran Turismo 7.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
You got all the cars?
No.
No.
No, I do not have all the cards.
Wait, I mean, you beat all the menus.
I beat all the cafe books, the cafe menus.
Yeah.
And now I'm on to the extra stuff. So, license tests.
You done?
I have one more. I have gold and everything except one.
What is it?
Dirt. I think it's like S5 dirt time attack. I have silver in it right now.
So just be good at rally, basically?
Yeah, except there's a problem.
What?
So in the license, first of all, I'll say this. The license tests are not as hard as I think as previous Gran Turismo.
Okay.
I think they're a little easier.
Or have you gotten better?
No, I think they're a little easier.
Okay.
Because I just think they're easier. Except for the rally one. And now I'm not good at rally. So I was like knocking my head against this one for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't figure it out. The reason license tests are easier in this one is because they have a demonstration. They can show you how to do it.
Okay.
And the demonstration is 3 seconds faster than gold time.
Ooh.
So, like, you know that there's way more time
that you can save.
You can be in there. And it's very, very simple to follow. And so but I've been trying not to look at them because I just want to figure out myself until this dirt one. And I'm like, okay, I just got to look at it because it's one lap. And this lap is like 3 minutes and I just can't finish it in the required gold time. Like, I'm off by like, I don't know, 2 seconds,
mm-hmm.
which isn't a lot of time. I couldn't figure out what the hell the issue was. So I look at the demonstration and I'm like, I'm following the lines and I'm like, yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I turn on the ghost for the demonstration and his car is just faster than me in every scenario, even though I'm doing the same things. Like I looked at his inputs and I'm like, I'm doing the same stuff. What's different here? I looked at it one more time and I'm like, yeah, we're doing the same. Yeah, we're braking here. Yeah, dirt tires. Yeah, okay. And I go into mine, I'm like, yeah, brake, brake. And I'm like, how come I don't have rally tires? So they updated all the rally events,
okay.
Like all the license tests and all the missions.
Yeah.
And they took away your rally tires.
Wait, why?
I don't know. They didn't give you sport or racing tires. They gave you comfort.
Slicks.
They give you, so they're useless. They're just useless.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, how did I get, because I'm like, oh, that's why the other rally events I found so difficult. But it's because I looked online and people are just like smoking these things.
Because
yeah. Apparently the rally events are actually really, they're a lot more forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But it just goes to show like tires make a big difference. And so I haven't beaten it yet. I'm waiting for the patch to fix that, which actually came out today.
Dude, so. You're just waiting for all the baby mode patches. Just
beat it without. That's not a baby mode. That's just like, that's broken.
The Stig could do it.
No, he couldn't.
He could.
If I can't, he couldn't.
Because I am the Stig.
Exactly. But the last license test is a nightmare. It is so hard to do.
Which is?
Because you're basically, you have one lap around Spa.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a Porsche Le Mans car from the late 60s, early 70s.
That sounds terrible already.
So it's huge power.
Yeah.
No downforce. But power comes in like with a, like a giant turbo.
Mm-hmm.
So like your foot's down waiting, and then boom, power. It's on a drying track.
A drying track.
Okay. So there's the racing line, which is dry, which is about the width of your car.
Yeah.
And then there's ice or it's wet all around.
All right.
But you're on racing slicks. And racing slicks are basically, they're great on dry stuff, but the minute they hit water, they're useless.
The minute they hit anything other than asphalt.
Yeah.
So dry asphalt. Yeah,
I think racing slicks are worse than your car's regular tires on water.
That's crazy.
So it's a nightmare of an event.
So you're telling me I should get them on my road car?
Yes, absolutely. it's the hardest test in the game, but it's what I kind of expected the rest of the license tests to be. But then beyond that, I've been doing mission mode, which is like just stupid things like
finish a race with no hits.
Yeah, so like the one that I like right now is you're in a Ford F-150, and they gave you 1 liter of fuel.
Okay.
Like, go as far as you can.
On 1 liter
of fuel.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, and like, they show you the whole bar of your fuel. And I was like, okay. And they're like, the gold is 5 kilometers. I'm like, 5 kilometers on 1 liter?
1 liter.
I'm like, oh, okay. So,
we got to really feather that gas.
You don't even do that. You just, like, I got up to like 50 kph, like, real slow. And then I just coast. Coast.
That makes sense, yeah.
And just coast. I think I got to 9 kilometers
before
I ran out. But I think like the record is around like 12 or 13. And I don't know. Anyways, yeah. But then, so that's been fun. But then Gran Turismo added one other thing to this patch that's really upsetting.
What?
So I told you this game is online only, yeah. right? I told you this game has microtransactions. And I told you last week how the microtransactions are kind of egregious. They're kind of ridiculous. Because
cars are very expensive now.
Yeah. And they're
like
really,
in real life.
Yeah. The game's inside economy is not very good either. They don't really have events that give you a lot of cash.
Okay.
So in Gran Turismo Sport, there's races that would give you like $200,000, $250,000 per race. Mm-hmm. And these races are average time, like less than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. In 7, the most you could get was $90,000. Okay?
Damn.
And there's only 2 races that you could do that.
Okay.
So in this latest patch, Polyphony said, no.
Too much money.
Now you can only win 30.
That's, what the fuck? Dude.
And it's one of the most just like, I get it. You're Japanese. You saw the gacha market.
You saw the China market.
And you're just like, yeah, I want a piece of that. But that's crazy. This is just awful. Like, it's one of those situations where it's just, it's crazy. And like, the whole game, remember, is centered around buying and collecting all the cars, right? Mm-hmm. There is no driving level. It's collector level. Like, you progress the game by getting more cars. Mm-hmm. And by doing this, it just feels wrong.
Yeah, I've seen how expensive some of those cars are, and especially the cooler cars that you would want to drive in a video game.
Yeah.
It sounds almost predatory, especially since you're already paying full price
for this game,
if not more,
for
the game.
Yeah, and it's weird because like they launched it with this current credit system, and they made it even like worse.
Yeah, they're like, we're not making enough money.
Yeah, so it was just one of those things. But anyways, I've been doing other races, and the other races are kind of more of what I want. They have fuel consumption, they have tire wear. You still have to do rolling starts, which is not my favorite, but it adds a bit more into the mix. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, it gets really complicated at times because you have to, like, even though I go in with an overpowered car,
okay,
I don't have enough fuel
to manage it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'll get them and I'll pass them and I'll be like, oh shit, I got to pit.
I need more fuel.
Yeah. And then it's like, if I pit, I'm obviously going to lose all my spots. Uh-huh. They're going around at whatever speed. They don't have to pit. Right. My car also has racing softs to go faster, but those burn out quick. So mm-hmm. it does add an extra layer of complexity. So
is there fuel management in any of the other games you play? Like Competizione or iRacing?
Yeah, but only in longer endurance events.
Okay.
Like,
and does your car get faster the more less fuel you have because there's less weight and stuff?
Okay. It does, but it also balances out with your tire wear. Mm. Right. In Gran Turismo, they have it shows at the top, says like a tire and a fuel, and it says X10. So it's 10 times the speed of real life wear.
Okay.
So your tires burn out insanely fast. Wow. Okay. And it's in 10 minutes. It's actually really fun. For online, it's still busted. But now I understand why it's like horsepower restriction as opposed to overall performance restriction. Mm-hmm. I still don't like it, but the idea is they want you to be tuning your car. Right, they want you to buy all the upgrades and then tune it based off of whatever.
Yeah,
because I get it. It's not the type of racing I enjoy. Like, mm-hmm. I prefer more specs here. So thankfully, Daily Race C is just, here's a race car. Here's the spec. You cannot tune. Race them. And that's more my speed. And I like that. I've been having fun with that. Which is to say, I bought another steering wheel.
Oh my God.
It's currently in Canada Customs. Oh my God. It is coming. I got the Fanatec GT DD Pro. It's literally the same wheel I have now.
Yes.
It just has a chip that lets it be used on PlayStation.
Should have just bought the chip. Could have soldered that in for you, bud.
I wish. The good news is I was able to sell off my old Thrustmaster stuff, and I'm going to sell off my current Fanatec wheel.
Yeah.
And I'm actually making profit.
Wow.
Because
the market,
and because I waited to sell my wheel until after Gran Turismo came out,
you
can't buy this shit in stores anymore.
Damn.
Because like, they're just all sold out,
even right? At like the specialty store you go to.
Yeah, they're sold out, because that stuff is still the lowest end stuff.
That's crazy.
And so like, for context, like, I bought my Thrustmaster wheel for I think $5.99, which is not cheap. Mm-hmm. But if you buy it in stores now, it's $6.99.
Okay.
Yeah. Now that was the retail price when I bought it, but I had a discount because it was like a sale.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I can do better than what I paid, fine. So I sold off that other stuff for like $700. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. And I'm like, and
get
then
that money.
And then for Fanatec, I bought it like the new one last week, and I think it was whatever, $600. Mm-hmm. But they went out and sent an email and they're like, this week we're raising prices due to just global whatever.
Yeah.
And so I think prices go up tomorrow. So I'm gonna look at that
and see what happens.
And see what happens. Because I'm gonna sell off my CSLDD, my other direct drive, and I'm hoping if I can again either just break even or make a little bit, then great. But so far, based off what I've been seeing other people sell theirs for, they're selling like you're making a lot of money now. So
nice.
It's been pretty cool.
So you're telling me I should sell my bike?
If you want to,
make my bank, make some bank.
You could. You could.
But then I probably couldn't buy another bike because they're all sold out.
No, you couldn't. You know that bike you bought?
Yeah.
If you want something of equivalent spec now, you're paying $1,700.
Oh my God. That's like almost double what I paid.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know my bike?
Yeah.
Like I paid what? Less than $2,000? Bike of that spec now is $3,800.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's insane. So
maybe I should sell my bike. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money, right? So yeah. Otherwise, I want to say that's it with my week. Like I haven't really tried to do anything new.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about playing Pokemon Arceus.
Yep.
But then Elden Ring called my name and said, "Don't bother."
Heard you like open world games. We're that.
So I feel like I'm gonna be playing these two games for a long time.
Okay.
Especially since I went to the office and one of my coworkers was like, "Vince, I bought the Fanatec wheel."
And you're like, "You should have bought mine."
And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Are we racing?" I'm like, "Damn it, I guess we racing."
Smoke you, bitch.
And he's like, "What rig you got?" I'm like, "Oh, we're talking about rigs too. You got a rig too?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm
check out my monitor.
It's like, "Damn, okay, he's boy serious. We gotta go."
Okay.
So yeah, that's me.
Nice. I'm doing a lot of new stuff.
I saw you were streaming.
I was streaming the other day. Dude, I finished, finally, it only took like 6 months, finished an 8-hour game.
Oh my God, what is this?
I finished Metroid Dread.
Oh, yes.
I gotta say, I feel bad for sleeping on that shit. That game slaps. That game is so good.
Is it game of the year good?
What did I say game of the year was last year for me?
I don't know.
Do I remember?
I can't remember.
2021 game of the year.
Yeah, I don't know what you said game of the year was, actually.
Because I didn't play a lot of games last year. That was the thing.
Yeah, I think Dread was like your runner-up by default.
It might have been.
Okay.
It might have been. That game is a relic in a good way, where it has an idea, it does it exceptionally, and it leaves. Right? It is, we know what we want to do. Here is this really amazingly curated experience, and then it's over. Huh. And that's awesome. The places that they take Samus's story as a silent protag, it's fucking sick, right? I never cared about a Metroid game story-wise before. Like, oh, there's the X-Parasite, and there's Metroids.
The X-Parasite.
And Samus Returns, you get like a little baby Metroid, and that's cool. But in this one, they pull off... It's almost anime bullshit. Like, it's on the cusp. It might be, actually.
Hmm.
And they do some things with Samus and her lore and stuff that is really, really cool. And it really opens up a lot of avenues for the next games.
Yes.
And it does such a good job at starting you out from nothing, right? All her powers dropped into a fucking sewer grate or some shit. And constantly keeping you powerful. Like, every time you feel like you're on the cusp of, like, I don't know, I'm feeling a little behind the times here. New power up. New power up. And they hit you with that, like, gratification at such a steady clip that it's just so satisfying. You never get bored with whatever you have. Whenever you get something new, as the game backtracks you to other places and changes up the map in ways that force you to use these new powers, everything feels super fresh.
Yep.
And they even have enough stuff for the completionist in you. If you want to go back and get all of the items and stuff, all the collectibles, there's enough challenges and like really clever puzzles to use your newfound powers in specific ways.
Yeah.
That is just fantastic. Overall, absolute like sick game, like 9 out of 10 game.
Okay.
So good.
Okay.
It turns out Metroid does Metroidvania very well.
Who would have guessed?
Who would have guessed it, dude? Who would have guessed? Oh, that game slaps. Total recommend.
How'd you find the story?
It's sick. It's so cool. It's like, it's definitely bookended. Like, it is heavy at the beginning. Like, and by the beginning, I mean the intro cutscene.
Yeah, I know.
And then you go through a lot of the world, and it plays into almost like the Souls type shit, where it's a lot of visual storytelling.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's a little bit in the middle, where okay. they give you a little bit, a little taste. And then there's a big reveal at the end. And that's they don't stick around too long. All the cutscenes are very short. I finished it with maybe like 60% items in like 8 hours.
60% item, okay.
I don't think this one covers map completion, which is thank God, because in Samus Returns on the 3DS, they had a map completion counter where you had to get like every little pixel in every screen on the mini map to count as like you explored all the map.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. But in this one, I don't think it's the same thing.
Okay.
But yeah, that game's good. I recommend it.
Sounds cool.
It's sweet. And like the thing is with that story, because it's so sparse, I literally can't say anything, because everything is integral and it matters. There's okay. There's no fluff in it.
Okay.
But it's good. It's very good.
Huh.
I enjoyed it. After that, I started the Switch version of No More Heroes 1.
Yes.
So this is what I've been streaming. Who did I just beat? Holly Summers, the girl on the beach, if you remember her. She throws grenades at you and rockets and shit.
Okay. This is 1.
Yeah, No More Heroes 1. So this was originally on the Wii. So this remake is different from the remake that came out on the PS3. So there was No More Heroes Paradise on the PS3. And that was like more of a remake than a remaster. So they added in new textures. They fixed around with the color settings. It was a lot more vibrant. And it was more of an overhaul, where this Switch version is almost like it's just a remaster. It is the Wii version at, I think it's just over 720p, like 900p.
Okay.
All right, so it still has like kind of the Wii graphics. They didn't really upgrade any of the assets or anything other than resolution wise.
Yeah.
And you can tell in certain parts that it looks like a Wii game.
Is that a bad thing?
No, because I think I prefer it. Because the No More Heroes Paradise version really amped up the saturation in everything to make it more like, oh, look, it's quirky. Look at all the red blood. It's like,
yeah,
like cherry red. Right, and stuff like that. Where the Wii version, I never really noticed until I had compared the two, has more of like a gray, gloomy overtone on top of all the wacky shit that's happening, which like changes the atmosphere of whatever you're doing.
Isn't that because on the Wii the Wii didn't support HD yet?
Maybe. I don't remember. It might have.
And so like they built it to display on CRTs still.
Smart move.
And that's why you have that less saturated like
CRTs.
Yeah.
It might be. When I looked up some comparison videos, because I thought it was going crazy. So I looked at some comparison videos online, and it seems like they were doing it at a progressive scan level on the Wii. So it was like semi-HD, right?
Okay.
Or like the late-end CRTs, which supported like all the progressive scan stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe. But I really like this, the more, I guess, subdued visual style. And now that I'm playing it again, I think this is like the third time I've been playing through No More Heroes 1. Every single character in that game is just like a fucking psychopath. And it's really cool. Like, even Travis Touchdown by himself is a nut job in his own little quirky way. Every time I come to a new boss, I'm like, I remember this guy. And like, was Destroy Man, Shinobu, Holly Summers, all of these really, I guess, it's a really character focused game, and that's why I remember it so much. And when I'm not playing the story missions or the assassination ranking missions, it does show its age. So if you remember, for you to actually partake in the ranking missions,
okay,
you have to pay the association. And so you have to do like a part-time job to then unlock assassination gigs to get money.
Right.
But then you can also use your money to like upgrade your beam saber and buy new clothes and do some, learn new wrestling moves and stuff. And those mini games, that's straight out of 2011. Like, there's just a lot of quality of life features I really wish it had.
But it doesn't.
Like, yeah, like any sort of fast travel. The world is so big and so empty, right? There's literally a like south of your apartment, over a bridge, there's literally nothing there to do other than to kick dumpsters to find t-shirts or to find like these like rubber balls you can hand into a drunk to get some special upgrades.
Yeah.
And the majority of the map is just empty.
Hmm.
Well, and you can explore it if you want, but and that's the main thing. I also like some of the mini games, while they're like quirky the first time you do it.
Yes.
Luckily, you only have to do them once if you get gold and you're not a completionist like me, where like it's like, oh, I did the coconut collecting one where I punch coconut trees and then slowly deliver coconuts to a bench for 5 minutes. But if you don't get gold on it, you're like, you kind of want to get it. You know,
you don't have to.
You don't have to, but I kind of want to get it. You know? So I wish it was like just an easier way to like retry missions instead of like, no matter what rank you get, you have to go back to the job site, go through the whole talking rigmarole, back to the job area, which is probably on the other side of the map.
Yeah.
And then talk to them again and then start it. So I wish there was like just some quality of life features.
Yeah.
But keeping it original is probably
mm-hmm.
the best way to like show its age and where the series has come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mowing through that. Like half, I mean, yeah, ranks. So Holly Summers was ranked 6. So I'm ranked 6 out of 10, or working my way up. And then after that, I'll work on to No More Heroes 2, which was, ooh, baby. They changed up you don't have to go open world anymore in that game.
What do you mean?
For the jobs you do, they changed all the jobs to like little 8-bit, 16-bit style mini games. And they're all in one area. So when you're done one, you just do another one again, and you don't have to like travel across the map to do them
anymore. Really?
Yeah, it was much more streamlined.
Huh.
But that's good. I would still recommend it today because nobody makes games like Suda51. It's a very unique experience if you can get past some of the Wii level design decisions, Wii era design decisions.
Okay.
Like the main game is good still. All the decapitating people on the Switch, you can still use motion controls with the Switch controllers.
Yeah.
All the wrestling moves you do, it's just such a, it's a quirky game. But I like it. I recommend it still. And then the last one I did was the Stranger of Paradise demo.
Yes.
Chaos.
Yes.
This game's dumb.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hmm.
You can really tell it's made by the Neo team in the way it plays, the way skills are
mm-hmm.
doled out, all the different items you get with different levels, and they change your appearance and stuff. But have you played the demo, the new one?
Nope.
I don't know what the original was like, but you get access to like the job system in this.
Yep.
And the job system really does change up the way you play.
Character plays, yeah.
Your character plays.
I think when I played it, they gave you the equivalent of like thief
mm-hmm.
and I guess warrior.
Okay.
and one other, but I can't remember.
So in this one, it seems like you get all of them. You get like a dual sworded character. You get a mage. You get the knight.
Well, isn't this the first, like the opening, like your save carries over?
Yeah. It's like the opening sequence. Yeah.
So it's the full game, basically.
Yeah. And hot damn, is it scratching that Neo itch, baby?
Cool.
It is very cool. It is also significantly easier than Neo. If you've like been around the internet, people usually talk about Neo in like the game for people who thought Dark Souls was too easy.
Yeah.
Right.
But I would say Neo probably has a better combat system.
Significantly.
Because not to like hijack, but I think playing Elden Ring.
Yeah.
God, I wish like fighting was actually more fun.
Yeah, and in Neo, you get all kinds of different weapons in Elden Ring and stuff.
Yeah.
But in Neo, on top of that, you get different skills.
Yeah.
You get the
You have a skill tree, right?
You have a skill tree.
Yeah.
You have in Neo, you had the three different stances, high, medium, low.
Yes.
And those are different things. In this one, you only have light attack and strong attack. So it does simplify, it pulls it back a little bit. But it is still much more involved because you're building out your character in a way you want.
And for sure.
Any time in your map or whatever you're clearing, you can have, I think, two slotted jobs. So it's like, oh, these guys are it's a bunch of fire bombs or whatever. I'll hot swap to the mage class that I set up. And then once I get back and I start fighting goblins, I'll hot swap back to like the brawler and do whatever. And the way they play is drastically different. Where in Neo and Neo 2, it's like I pick the spear, but in the end, I'm still doing light, medium, heavy attacks. I'm trying to drain their stamina so I can do the cinematic, cool backstab-esque thing. But in this one, it's so active. Like, it rewards you for being on the offensive at all times, especially because of their parry mechanic.
Mm.
So they have regular block, right? And if you're right now I'm doing like a brawler, like the fist class. And if you block, you get like a counterattack window. Yeah. I don't know if that happens for any of the other ones, but that's pretty cool. But the other one they have is it's almost like a magic absorption skill. So if you press circle on the PS4, just before a magic attack hits you, you'll absorb it, take no damage. And depending on the attack, you can shoot it. You then like gain charges and you can shoot it back at them. So like if a goblin throws a rock at you above their head, it'll have like Final Fantasy text and it'll be like rock throw. And if you parry that, you then get three charges of rock throw, which just decimate their stamina bars.
Yeah.
Or if you're going up against the bombs, you can absorb a fireball and then use it on other enemies, because if you use the fireball back on the bomb, it'll just make them stronger because they're immune. It'll make them bigger.
Right.
And yeah, they've really faithfully taken all of the Final Fantasy lore and stuff and all the little mechanics and put it into a character action game. I would say successfully. It's very fun. I'm playing on hard because when I started on normal, I'm like,
hard.
Yeah, I'm not really using a lot of the mechanics just because stuff dies so easy. And it is the beginning of the game, so maybe it gets harder later.
Yeah.
But also, if you play on hard, you get better rewards too. So it's not just like challenge for challenge sake. Like you get rewarded with better items for beating stuff on hard. So far that game, very good.
It's good to hear.
Yeah. I've played three good games this week.
Good to hear.
And yeah. And then just like, you know, I tried to finish a Kamen Rider build. Turns out I was missing like the last three episodes.
Mm.
So I'll probably come back next week with my
final
thoughts on how it took me 2 years to finish Kamen Rider builds.
Yeah. Where are you on Ranking of Kings?
I haven't watched it since the season ended, the first season.
Yeah.
So.
Because I think that's what I want to try and finish.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was reading Anime News Network to like prepare for this week's show, and they were talking about episodes, what was it, 20 and 21? And the byline on the article was, it is not an overstatement to say that this show will be remembered for years to come.
Wow.
I was like, holy shit. I got to see what's going on in these latest episodes.
Wow. Okay. Sounds good.
Dude, Anime Awards don't know shit, right? Fucking Attack on Titan. Get out of here.
Attack on Titan.
Ranking of Kings, Anime of the Year. How dare they?
Yeah. What can you do?
I can complain on the internet.
And that's what this show is for.
Hell yeah.
Hope you guys learned a lot this week. We'll
if you want to complain on the internet, message us at tniab.letters@gmail.com.
I was going to say just write to Anthony personally. Just DM him.
Yeah, hit me up on the Twitter. All right. Yeah. Follow our Twitter account at TNIAB.
Oh, wow.
Hit up all the socials, dog.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start a Twitch account.
Yeah. Sure. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Wicked. That's it for us. Next week, we've got. What do we got next week?
I don't know. If we go watch the Jujutsu Kaisen movie, we might have that.
Is it out here?
It's out tomorrow, I think.
Like that we can watch here?
In this city? Maybe not.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. Like, I don't know about that one.
We might have to take a trip again, like when we went to go see Promar.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Oh, I mean, I want to watch The Adam Project, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah. We should watch that.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
We got some ideas flowing.
Yeah. Bye.
See ya.